All right, welcome everyone. Here we have Jonathan and I'm Jose, and we're going to be talking about technology again. And today's topic is green screen technology. So we're going to kind of talk about what are some of the things that you might need to get started in your classroom, what are some project ideas or best practices that we've encountered, and then what are the benefits to your students of using green screen technology. So I guess, Jonathan, do you want to start with some of the things that you've used that teachers might need to get started?
Yeah, well, essentially, all you need is an app, perhaps, to run the green screen, the technology side of it. And there, we use an amazing app called Green Screen on the iPad. I think it's by Do Inc.
Yeah, it is Do Inc.
And if you have that app, well, then you're ready to go. The only additional thing you might need is maybe a green screen itself or something that has a consistent color. It doesn't have to be green. You can use this app on any color. There's a color wheel when you're in the app, and you can pick green if you want the green screen to disappear so that you can add your effects behind it. Or if you don't have access to green and you have a blue wall, well, then you can change it on the color wheel to blue, and then the blue wall does the same thing as a green screen, which is pretty cool as well.
And I know one of the things that we've done that I got the idea from you was just getting large sheets of construction paper and laminating them to kind of give you that durability with the material.
Yeah, and one of the nice things about using the construction paper when it's laminated is sometimes we don't have access to a lot of space, so a full green screen, you know, like 8 foot by 10 foot or whatever, might not be practical. But some construction paper, let's say a 3 foot by 2 foot piece of construction paper, you can put that in a little corner and set up some some figurines in front of it to create green screen graphics or visuals or videos or images or anything like that. So when we think of green screen, I think a lot of people think of the big green screen that you see by photographers or and the weather or things like that. But a lot of our kids, when they're being exposed to it for the first time, they don't need to go that far into the production side of it. They don't need to take up that much space. Maybe just using even dry erase boards or construction paper and putting little figurines on it is a nice way to expose them to green screen. And you can use anything that has a color. You can show people the magic of green screen using it. So you don't need to have to invest in a whole lot of hardware for this. You can just make it work with whatever you have your hands already on.
And is there a green screen that you would maybe recommend if people are at a point where they can afford a green screen?
No, I wouldn't really have one that I could recommend. I found one on Amazon that was, I think it was like maybe, do you remember the price? It was like $200, I think. Or
yeah,
was it less even?
It might have been a little bit less, yeah, but
it was probably less. And it came with a stand and a green screen so that you can set it up. And that's kind of cool. But if you have a green wall or a colored wall, or if you can paint one, or if you can put paper on it, I think it'll work just as well.
Yeah, I mean, because the one that we have, our students end up using our paper ones more than the big one.
So. Right.
Because I think it is a little bit more intimidating. And so kids feel like, well, I'm not ready for kind of the big show. But in a smaller space, they can prepare their little world right there.
Yeah, exactly. And if you use smaller spaces, you can have more kids involved running their own green screen projects. Whereas if you only have one or two large green screens and you're looking to use that, well, then the kids that are using it, they're the focus, and everyone might be watching them, and they might get more nervous. They're taking bigger risks. Whereas if they have their own smaller spaces, they can take risks with them without the fear of, you know, other people watching them and you know, maybe making mistakes in front of other kids. You know how kids are like that.
No, and I find with the smaller space too, just the sound gets reduced too because everybody's going into their own little world, their own little space.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a nice way to progress from once you get comfortable in that small space, then, well, give it a shot on the big green screen and then take it from there, I think, because it helps as well.
Yeah. Cool. So what are some ideas besides, I guess, just like getting a kid standing in front of the screen? How can teachers maybe incorporate this into their curriculums? Or what is one activity, maybe one project that you have your students working on in green screens?
Well, we do a lot. We have a lot of Lego. Actually, the way that I typically introduce green screen is usually with stop motion first, because stop motion is so easy. It's such an easy way to introduce anyone into how you can make movies and how movies are made. And it's just a matter of taking a photograph of one scene, whether it's a Lego on a board, move it a little bit, take another photograph, move it a little bit, take another photograph. And when you have enough of these photographs taken, you can press play and run them together into a movie. And we do a lot of this with green screen backgrounds. So the students are creating these stop motion movies with green backgrounds. Then they can export their movie, put it into the green screen app, and get rid of the green color and put in their own backgrounds. So I've seen kids in a half an hour, they start these projects, and when they're done, they might have Lego sharks moving around with an ocean background, and they might have a ship because we have access to a lot of Lego stuff here in the room. And they have produced these amazing visuals, which they're really proud of doing. So I haven't laid too many instructions. I've given students more of a free rein in how they use the app. I guess that's one part that I want to build up more, is to add maybe more specific introductory lessons so kids have more purpose initially for the green screen app. But I've been honing in on stop motion first, and then bringing the green screen in as an extra option on top of it, and really teaching the finer parts of that one-on-one with kids or in small groups rather than whole group, just because I haven't prepared it yet, to be honest. How about you? Have you been using green screen for any specific lessons or in any good ways with kids that you want to share?
Well, it's mostly a kind of center where they get to use free time. But what I've noticed is that kids kind of on their own have been sort of mimicking the way that they've seen green screens before. So they've seen it in the weatherman or the weather person. So they know that there's a green screen behind that person. So I've seen a lot of them right away get to it, and they pretend they're reporters and they're out live. So they might even have the school in the background, just to have like kind of live on the street type of feeling. So I think on their own, they pick up activities and they kind of fall into what they've seen around in the world. But in the same kind of boat, I think I'm maybe making more specific, or giving them more options so that they realize, oh, we can use this for this as well and not just for this. Yeah. But it is nice to see them come up with their own uses for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I forgot to mention, actually, I do have an introductory activity where I went on the internet and I did a Google search for green screen with animals, because you can do green screen searches on the internet and you'll find all kinds of stuff. So I found maybe a dozen different green screen images with animals in it and turned them into QR codes. So then on the big screen in my classroom, I have a dozen QR codes, and the kids can scan it and it shows them an animal with a green background. And then I have the kids go to Google Earth, take screenshots, and use the green screen app to put these animals in and around Tanti School, in and around their local community, to create these magical, you know, visuals, which is really, really cool and really interesting. The kids get excited about it. Like sometimes they might have a tiger in front of the school and a gorilla in front of the school, or a dinosaur or whatever. And that's been an easy, fun way to introduce them to the app. And they can do all of that from sitting down. They don't even have to actually physically get up and move to a green screen, because they're just using green screen visuals from the internet, and then using the app. The app that we've been talking about, green screen, has three layers. So as long as you put the green layer on top, then whatever you have under it as a background, well, the green color goes away and you've got this new visual. So you could have a tiger with a green screen background, put it on top of a Google Earth screenshot of your school, and next thing you know, you've got a tiger in your school or on your school, or, you know, anywhere you want, really.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. That's pretty neat. Cool.
And so what are some of the benefits about green screen for you? Why is this such an important teaching tool?
Well, the main thing, one of the things that I noticed ELs, students, really getting a chance to kind of engage in dialogue and communicate with each other. So in a natural way that wasn't manipulated or contrived to be forced by a teacher. And so students are practicing English and speaking it naturally. So I really saw it as a benefit, where they're kind of playing while they're learning.
And that doesn't necessarily have to be green screen. That's just more like videoing in general, you know, making movies. And why is green screen a more powerful way of doing that then, as opposed to just making a video? Is it less intimidating?
I think completely. I mean, especially because when you're talking about like the weather, you're not anymore talking about yourself or having to do a story. You can be this kind of objective person. You're just saying how it is outside. And so you're kind of taking yourself out of the situation, and then language just gets to bring up to the forefront by itself.
And I think it's nice as well that we're giving the kids these opportunities in the classroom. You know, they have a safe environment where we're here to support them. Mm-hmm. They can build this background knowledge in all these cool technology tools. So then when they take it to the next level, when they're ready, you know, they already have a lot of the groundwork done. They've gotten, you know, they've learned some of the tricks of the trade and built up the confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, then the obvious ones, storytelling and movie making.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, thank you, Jose.
No, thank you, Jonathan.
And I guess we'll be back next time.
Sounds good.